We're back, last segment of the show. The three of us have been having a good time talking politics on the break.
Yeah, we feel that we've been talking too much politics, so we've actually been doing a show within a show during the breaks.
I mean, Joe and I, and to a lesser extent, Pip, are like thoroughly engrossed by this whole process and everything, but, you know, to do it continuously through the show, we feel is a little bit much. But I do want to tell you, on the break, you heard music from Nina Amelia with Faded Away and Adam Joe with I Just Want to Be With You. And you can learn more about both artists at deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. But yeah, basically, Joe and I were exchanging ideas about some views, some distressing elements of what's transpired since then. Hmm. And why people feel the way they do. So go to our Facebook page. You can see us already there.
Yeah. So if you want to see how it's the show, which did a show, go on Facebook. Yeah.
I might have to swear off Facebook.
My biggest problem is, and I was saying,
well, there's numerous ones.
off air, there was a debate I was having with my niece's husband, and he wrote this whole thing, and I was going to line by line. It was about a week ago. And it's like, he might think, well, Joe's got nothing to say. I got plenty to say. Just don't have the time.
Come tune into the show.
You know, the week starts up. There's rehearsal. There's the gig. There's the show. You know, the day program. I got to go. You know,
I had to actually, and then we'll get to the Ann Jackson stuff because you want it. You need it. There's this guy who occasionally he has some venues. And somebody else books them for him. Yeah. So I worked a couple. that was for Jeff.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, Pep got it, too.
That's who books it.
Right. I got to call him, too.
Sure. So anyway, the person who I've done the geese for, I haven't heard from him in years. He's been a Facebook friend. Mm. And it was on somebody else's page, going back and forth about politics. I don't even remember what it was. But he goes, again, I haven't seen this guy in a few years. He goes, stick to comedy, Davin. And then I said, well, my nationally syndicated radio show says I don't have to, but thanks for the advice. So there was a beatdown. I thought it was very dismissive.
Right. There's also a comic we know that is very nasty and very condescending when he speaks.
Long Island?
Yes.
All right.
And
the left's version of a lot of the right.
And he gets very frustrated at me because he'll be, how could you be so stupid? You're a moron.
He should have asked me.
And then I lay into him with both fangs, and he gets his feelings hurt. And you know, you have to talk to me. Don't be condescending.
Would you pull over the cab? Yeah. Hilarious. First time hilarious.
I told him, and I go, where are you getting fat? I go, why don't you pull over to your Library of Congress, a.k.a. the Ronkonkoma train station, and take a look.
That was funny. Got to give credit where credit's due. Funny always takes precedence with me.
Yeah.
But then this person posts on my Facebook page, the same person, because I was talking about something, I'm sure, political, and he goes, stick to comedy, Davin. And I go, well, my numerous appearances, including one that just aired last week, on various talk television shows and radio shows about scamming, say otherwise. Yeah. But thanks for the advice. But I just thought it was very dickish.
It is dickish.
Yeah. To think that all I think about
because
is ha-has.
Because there's people don't realize there's rules of engagement when you have, you know, you're going back and forth.
I'm gonna waterboard the fucker.
Right. But the rules of engagement are you keep it to the topic, you keep it cordial.
Right.
You look if somebody calls you on blah 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 blah, but you stop and you look and get facts and you retort. And if you know, and that's how you do it. Like I said, with my niece's husband, very nice guy, very talented guy. He's an artist and stuff like that, and always a nice guy. But I, you know, he's called me on things, and I'm retorting. But I didn't get back to him because I got things to do.
Yeah.
I'd love to go fact by fact with him, you know, and maybe we could learn something from each other. But I was always cordial. I was not, you know.
I've said this before. I don't know if the left does it. I mean, the person you cited gets real nasty real quick. Mm-hmm. And I know a couple of other people that do that. But I find people on the right, they go to, like, name-calling really quickly, having to do with, like, liberals.
Yeah, I'm so sick of being called libtard right out of the box.
Well, that's the one.
That's the perfect example. If, you know, you're a libtard. But I'm not. Why? And that's the thing. Why am I a libtard? What and what I feel this and this and this. What's your counterpoint? Your counterpoint isn't a counterpoint.
It's just name calling.
But what I'm saying is, if you want to have a why is this? Where are your facts on that?
And this goes back to what we talked about before, with the facts on people. They're just not interested in facts, and they just want to be surrounded by people who have, you know. Well, I'm going to be very honest with every. It gets very frustrating at times dealing with you and some of the posts you do. But you're a very close friend of mine. But there's parts of me that go, why the fuck am I friends with this guy? I have nothing in common.
And I feel the same way about you.
Yeah,
but
sure.
But the point of it is. Is that we don't get nasty with generally
you've gotten nasty with me, but I would say over the past couple of months you have not.
There was no name calling, but there was. But the thing,
Like in the past, you used to say things that really fucking pissed me off. But in the past several months, I'll give you credit. You've stayed on topic. You've made your points.
Because you go back and you go back to the drawing board. You try to look at the facts. You try to assess. You come back. Why did I feel? Well, if I'm off on point, well, I'll tell you why I feel that way. You know, and go point by point. Now, this is something to go back to what we were talking about on the syndicated point of the show, is where your frustration is with people that don't do that. But the thing about it is that we do this show. Now I'm starting to do Ant's show. So we do research, and when we call each other on something, we go and we do research and come back and state our case. Okay, that's from you being a lawyer. That's from me being a salesperson and a purchasing agent, where we have to, we're negotiating. You're always trying to defend something or find a point. I'm always trying to negotiate something or get a better price or cut a deal or something like that. That's the way we interact. That's our two. But a lot of people just go on Facebook. They just want to sit and just read, look at a kitten picture. And if they get caught up in something, they're just going
to
go yell.
Why do they have to be dicks? You can read and not be a dick.
Yeah.
Because if you just want to relax and you just want to go on Facebook and somebody says something, screw you, man. What are you? That's bullshit. Blah blah. They're not going to look up facts because they're not conditioned to do that. Let's be frank.
Post.
But you got to understand, they're not going on Face the Nation. They're going on Facebook, and I'm serious about that, Davin. The three of us have been conditioned because we do a show, because we've been, beaten in, get our facts
together. Hold on. I got to stop you right there. Doing a show doesn't make you have to do that, because as we found out when we filled in for a certain host, apparently you don't have to have facts on the show.
But we do our show.
But that's
what has been ingrained in us for 5 years, okay? And that's what we do. People don't, and people that don't, when she ran into that, she wound up having her ass handed to her. She did, and I was gonna. Basically, there were things as a right wing Republican I was gonna call on her, where she is so adamant about stuff and what she should have been concerned about as a Republican in the campaign. So I think
the problem is people now look at their own team, whether it be Democrat or Republican, and they don't look at us all in this together. It's like win at all costs. They look at it. They look at politics as a competition, where I really try not to.
Well, I posted on Facebook. I forgot what I wrote. I think Lincoln had a better time at the theater than Pence or something like that.
Yeah.
And I write that as a throwaway line. I tweeted it. Just like it was a big debate on my page.
I don't think there's a debate. Pence had a better time than Lincoln. No. I don't think there's anything to debate on that.
No, well, you're right. You're right. Now,
you know what? Pence still gets to go to another play if he wants.
Exactly.
That's right.
But the debate, and like I said, sometimes I'll post something. I'll go get coffee. And next thing you know, there's like a whole stir. And two women that I went to high school with were going back and forth. One was saying that it was not right for what Pence posted. The other one defended it. And I'm like, holy cow. It was making a little joke. And you heard my thoughts earlier in the show on my position on the whole thing. But
yours was a reasoned position. It wasn't a position of outrage. I don't agree with you. I don't agree with your point. But it wasn't from a place of outrage. It was, you know, I think that, you know, such and such could have been handled better. I'm not yelling at anybody over it. But so I can address that.
Right.
I can talk to that whether I agree.
Right.
Or
we
don't
could
agree.
Sit there. Right. And you don't agree on that. But I could see the word. I could, you know, everybody's got their opinion. But it's like, no, you're stupid to feel that way. No, you're not stupid to feel that way. That's your position.
It's just amazing that the people on the right who mock liberals for needing a safe space all of a sudden need a fucking safe space. But like we were talking about on the break, it's not a right thing. It's not a left thing. This has been going on forever. It's
well,
a people
the
thing.
And the liberals have been just as guilty. Everybody,
the liberals in the past, now.
And like I said, until we have another 2 months, we're going to be going through this for another two months.
We got the rest of our lives.
No, just because you get... Give the administration a chance. If they're not delivering on what they promised, then we rip them to shreds.
Well, that's the thing. I'm curious what Trump supporters are going to do.
The problem is that the administration has not taken hold. We have 2 months of a whole lame duck status and the administration getting set up, and it gives plenty of people. It's all the key thing. Everything on both sides of the aisle is speculation.
Yep,
it's speculation, and that's the problem.
We're reading tea leaves.
Until they get into power and they start delivering on policy, then we have our hard facts to make our points on. Are they getting it done? Are they not getting it done?
We will find out. All right. Well, I guess, I didn't want to talk about politics.
And we wound up doing about that.
All right. Let's go. Fuck.
Come on. It's a good topic.
Shut your face. Okay, Joe. We'll do talk radio with me shutting my face.
Okay.
All right. We'll do some Scam Busters. I'll play the theme. Pip will give us... the Ann Jackson topics. Here we go. Pip, you're up.
All right. Well, our topics tonight are our perennial favorite, Mr. Davin.
Right.
The second one is You Kill My Life.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And number three, Singular Fucking Asshole.
She goes to the fucking asshole a lot, doesn't she?
And it's Singular. Yeah, yeah.
But then again, knowing who she is and her predilection for having asshole issues, it's not really a surprise.
Yeah.
No, not really.
All right, kids, what are your guesses?
All right.
Well, you know what? Oh, I'm sorry. Was Joe going to go first?
You go. Go first. Go first. You're fine.
Okay. I think since we're probably going to have a short segment, I'm not going to guess high numbers.
Oh, we're doing an hour and a half on this. We're doing an hour and a half on this. You fucking strap in.
Oh, crap. Well, I'm going with three Mr. Davin.
All right.
One, You Kill My Life. And two fucking assholes.
All right.
I'm going to go with four Mr. Davins. Two, You Kill My Lives. And I'm going to go with two fucking assholes.
I do.
Nice.
Thanks for the pep talk, Chief.
Sure, that's what I do. I bring people together.
Joe's girls down for four Mr. Davin.
All right.
Two You Kill My Life, one fucking asshole. And Lisa says, two Mr. Davin, no You Kill My Life, and one fucking asshole. All right.
Who you gonna call? All right. Scam Busters! We got the count on the other end of the phone. Fucking stupid. All right, here
we go. Two fucking assholes.
Funny.
Okay. Subject. This is Jimmy Jones' flight ticket. Mr. Davin.
Who know?
Number one.
I am... All night? Really? I am looking for info. Attached two files. One is the ticket flight from Jimmy who want to come to Asia. Remember, Jimmy's her friend that didn't quite make it.
Mm.
Number two, after I called FBI head office filing the complaints at FBI on November 3rd in 2011, Brown Cotton contacted me. Their certificate from Paribas Bank in Paris. This one was set up by UK ESCC David Copper. Deposit slip. So here are the forms. Here's the confirmation ticket.
Is it written in crayon?
No. Yeah, you can look at it.
Exhibit A.
I'm showing it to Joe. It's from Taipei to London. They go at a Hong Kong International Airport. There's a stopover in Amsterdam. But I will say this. You can book a ticket and cancel a ticket.
Right.
You know, you could show it as proof, hey, I booked this ticket, but you have like 24 hours to cancel.
Is there a UPC code that usually goes on a ticket?
A UPC code?
You know, like, you know the UPC codes?
No, this looks pretty legit to me, Joe.
All right.
Did it look legitimate to you guys?
It does look legitimate. It looks completely legitimate, to be honest with you. It would cost $2,633.53 to do this. So, and again, this is London to Taipei. There's numerous stopovers. But my issue is, as I said, you could book the flight, send it to Anne, and you have 24 hours to cancel without any penalty.
Right.
So
right.
I could make that argument. But it looks legitimate, right, Joe?
Yes.
Let's see. This is trying to find.
The only thing the I would I was just because I was gonna go. I looked at the other one. I go, well, they usually name the equipment that you're gonna be. No, they did.
it looks legitimate.
Yeah, they. The looks like they did their homework on this one.
So I think it's either one of two things: Jimmy really booked it, or or the scammers booked it and canceled it.
Mm.
Now here's an interesting thing. This
I'm going booking and cancel.
Really, Joe?
Yeah,
I don't know them all. You're a brave little camper.
Putting all your chips out on you, <You're> Spanky.
All right, boy.
Joe's not bullshitting tonight. Pip, have a good look at it. All right, that worked well.
Spit all over the microphone. Stupid. All right.
All right. You slobber over it most of the time. All right. So
hold it up in front of the phone. I want to take a look.
That happened.
Okay. We'll Skype with you. That worked out well in our history. So. Here is an email between Anne's real name and Crime Library Gmail, and this is from Wilhelm Yang. Great.
Wilhelm Yang. That looks like that's like a name if we lost to World War II.
Here's another great name. Here's another great name on this. Nacho Okiche. It sounds like fusion.
That's my new name. Nacho Okiche.
Really, we piss you off. We can look over the Nacho. Look forward to the Nacho Okiche podcast.
It'll be Blue Hawk's partner.
Nacho
Okiche.
Baka! CC.
This is a. It's forwarded from Wilhelm Yang.
Wilhelm Yang.
Yang. So he can look at this. Yeah. I mean, so I think we got some real names here. I'm not believing Nacho Okiche is a real. I'm calling bullshit on Nacho Okiche. As opposed to Nacho Libre.
Nacho
Okiche, Mama. So here is the deposit form from Paribas Reunion Bank. Client name, Mr. Jimmy Jones.
That's the client.
The client name. This is from Mr. Jimmy Jones. Oh. The address, they give an address in Paris. Next of kin is listed as her, as Anne. Mm. But her real name.
Right.
But really? Anne's really the next of kin? So here we're already setting up. Something should ever happen to me, which it did. You're the next of kin. So it's almost like they're laying it out there. Because now they're going to start charging for the fees.
Yeah, because feet are in. God forbid anything happens, make her the beneficiary.
Right.
So she's got to work on the funds.
Right.
Oh, wait, is luck. Well, unfortunately, tragedy is struck. And Jimmy, that's kind of an elaborate scheme, though.
Right.
You know that?
Here it is. And I just noticed here's the customer signature is Jimmy. Jimmy signed it, Joe. Just Jimmy. He's like David with one name. Just Jimmy. I'm not buying the authenticity of that one, Joe.
No, I'm not either.
So here is an email from 3dkidsplay@gmail.com. But I see 3 Brown is on this. We are here. So this is from Brown Cotton to, I guess, Anne. I don't know. We are writing you this. Well, you have thoughts on this, Joe, before I go on?
Yeah, it just, you can't customer on a financial document, you can't sign a Jimmy.
No? No?
No?
No? I can't?
You know, you can't even write a sign-in sheet at the doctor with your first, you know.
You're saying that's not enough information?
No. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
Pip,
no.
does signing just Jimmy raise a red flag for you?
Yeah, I have a problem with that.
All right. Yeah. Joe's calling bullshit on
nice
Jimmy.
Nice signature, though.
You are.
Freaking bullshit, but...
They got the scammer with the neatest handwriting.
Yeah.
All right, so... And that was for $800,000.
Or euros.
Let me see what that was. Yeah, you're right. No, euros, no. Yeah, you're right, 800,000 euros. Yes, you're correct.
Which actually would be more in which would be more in U.S. currency. So
I don't know what it was in 2011.
Yes, but still, it was a little bit more.
Right. So this is the email. FBI would so anyway, here's the email. We are writing you. This is from Brown Cotton, Mr. Brown Cotton. We are writing you this mail to let you know that we have captured Mr. Jimmy Jones here in UK. His name and his corporate's name was reported to us by the FBI after you called the FBI. We hereby advise that you send to us all the statement that was issued to you by the Jimmy Jones. He should have signed the
Jimmy
Jones.
So they said they captured him.
They captured him.
Now, is this a now, did they originally think he was dead first and now this is a new development? Or this is before he was officially
She's
dead?
She's never said that he was captured. Jimmy's always disappeared, was always killed. By Jan 3 Marum and all.
Right. So, yeah. So, is this coming?
Is different.
This is coming after the fact?
I don't know.
Because that's kind of a key thing.
I think Anne just missed the plot. I think the scammers screwed up. And Anne, you know, always attention to detail. Missed it. We hereby advise
you. Do you think she'd notice if somebody who was supposedly MIA or maybe even dead all of a sudden pops up in the conversation?
No. No.
Not even her?
No. I think when Anne gets something fixed in her mind, that's the way it is.
Yeah, this dead person was captured.
I guess he didn't put up much of a struggle.
Yeah, right. There was a foot chase.
Well, he was dragged.
Yeah. Funny.
Let's see. We hereby advise that you send to us all the statement that was issued to you by the Jimmy Jones who claims to be a businessman and is a fraudster. I've kind of described Donald Trump that way. He claims to be a businessman and a fraudster. Be respectful of the president-elect, stupid. How dare I? We also got the information that he has collected so many monies from you claiming he was coming to meet you in Japan and in Singapore. We need you to comply before the next 2 hours. Talk about pressure.
It's their M.O.
Yeah.
Also kindly send us
2 hours from now. I mean, what the hell?
Hey, listen, you got to be ready by your email when big legal developments happen.
Mm.
Also kindly send us the whole payment details that you have paid up to date. We got his house and his account where he kept most of the money you sent to him. What we found there is $110,000. We also have been asked to send back the money to you by the authorities. We await your immediate response so we can proceed with our thorough investigation. Thanks, Mr. Brown. They are leading her in.
Mm-hmm.
They are connected to the Jimmy Jones. This is just the next level on that scam, and we're really seeing that fleshed
out
here.
Right, right,
right. I don't know who 3D Kids Play is, but he's got a Gmail account. Hmm. I said something to...
Sounds like an 80s band.
It does. Maybe, I think it might be another one of Anne's accounts, because it goes, it must be another Anne account. So that so-called Painter Simpson is also a fake? Please tell me. And then she goes, that guy told me that he is the FBI overall chief in Asia. I don't know what the hell that was all about, but that's Anne to them. Anyway, so I said, the FBI would contact you from an official email address. It would end in .gov,
mm-hmm.
which this was a Gmail address, but. So she writes back, subject, this is fucking lies. Mr. Davin.
Two.
So-called Morris Maribe is a fucking fake bank lawyer working at Yorkshire Bank PLC in London. I never get any fucking money back. See his mail. And then this is from Morris Maribe at consultant.com to Anne. And this is in regards to the funds transfer in February 15, 2013. So this is 2 years afterwards, because what I was just reading to you was from 2011.
Huh? So
she's already a couple years in. Attention, Mrs. Ann Jackson. I have received your email, and it has been noted. I've been sending emails to you, and no respond. You know how much you are supposed to pay to the bank here because your account has been dormant. You have to send the fees to reactivate your account, and then the funds will be transferred into your bank account in 24 hours. You're in service, Morris Marie.
Now, it's been 2 years since a correspondence from him?
I don't know what happened in the interim.
Yeah, because your account has been dormant, which means that, there's no activity. No kidding, Joe, but... For how long?
I don't know. So then this is an email from Jennifer.
I'm glad she got better.
And this is to Parker and Brown Cotton and I think Miller. or no, she, no, this is from Anne to Jennifer Miller Parker and Crown. Jennifer, I will get $300 tomorrow, and I am trying to contact Mr. Eric. I just argued with your father, did you? He is going mad, is he? Please, ask Brown if $300 is okay to send him, because this is what I can do. It's amazing that you would have to have this many people involved to send $300.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, she wants to CC the other. I'm assuming she CC the other guys, right?
Yeah. I will send mail to Mr. Oda, that's her boss, and tell him your mail address. Please also send mail to him. I told him about you already. He want to know when you will come to Japan. I bet he does.
Now, do you think the boss, I could go to my boss and go, look, I need you to send $300 to these guys. They're really nice people. And my boss go, wow, that's great. I can't wait to correspond with them. You know, how she's going to her boss, not borrowing the money, but asking the boss to actually send the money. I don't know.
Well, the boss was skeptical. Remember, she's told us that they thought, you know, that these people were scammers. But Anne didn't really believe them.
But you would think...
Yeah, but Mr. Oda just forked over money?
Well, I mean, I guess Anne's a good worker. I don't know.
But still, you would... It's a rough call, you know, where somebody from the outside would look at it differently, where they might want to question that.
Well, remember, at one point, they were supposed to fax something to Mr. Oda, and they never did.
Yeah.
So, you know, that probably
raised maybe Mr. Oda's a big asshole as she is.
No, Mr. Oda. I will not speak.
How is that possible?
I will not speak ill of Oda. I won't do it. Let's see. So then this is a conversation between Parker Green and Anne. Parker Green says, the stamp is $1,150. Anne says, I have no money. Please do not ask. I will call my company tomorrow. Parker Green says, how much is yen? Anne says, the decision is made. Parker says, Eric sent $600. Jennifer has $200. Anne says, that is his problem, not mine. Sounds like the shittiest word problem ever.
Yeah. Sounds like they're trying to get beer money together.
Yeah. Parker says,
back in the day, you know.
Parker says, $350. Anne says, I have no money. Don't you hear it? No, because we're typing stupid. Anne says, I sent all to Brown. I am dead broke. Can you understand it? Parker Green says, $350. Anne says,
oh, my God.
Well, stop. So basically, they negotiated down to that low ball figure?
Yeah, Joe, but we've been through here before. Hmm. You know, if you're not getting a grand, try to take five. If you're not getting five, try to get two. Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah.
And when dealing with Anne, another personality. So you never know what you're going to get. Parker Green says, $350. Anne says, no money. Parker says, ask your ex-husband. This is the first time we're hearing about an ex-husband.
Twists and turns along the way.
Joe, should you be unfortunate enough to find yourself in this predicament, do you think you'll be able to call the soon-to-be ex and ask her for some money?
No, not at all. I got yelled at. We got in a big fight that I used money from our joint account to get my car fixed.
How dare you? Can't you just walk?
Believe me. I drained my account I had to pay the mortgage this month.
Well, then don't go crying to Mr. Oda either.
No.
ask your ex-husband. Ann says, can you hear that? Parker says, okay. Ann says, fuck you. Parker says, he will help. Ann says, he has no money. Parker says, and I quote, fuck your mama.
No, he didn't.
No, he would never. Yes, he did.
Fuck your mom.
Fuck your mom.
Fuck your mom.
And follows up with, bastard.
What are we on, 125th and Lennox?
Oh, Joe. That's not nice. We don't have to put locations to that language. Anne says, he used money to help me. Parker says, why you insult me? I say, are you new?
You're all in this? You don't know how this works?
New?
I mean, seriously, get with the program, stupid. Did the other Parker Green not catch you up on how this is going to go?
Get you acclimated
like,
really
this
quick.
This is what we do here.
Yeah, I mean, we're throwing you in the deep end. You're dealing with this crazy bitch here. You're going to get insulted. Yeah. That's how this works.
Yes.
You're going to get money, but you're going to be insulted. Don't cry about it, right. you libtard. Do you need a safe scamming space? Do you? Oh, anyway. She goes, he told me I will have court issue. Parker says, are you stupid? What did I do? You want to make me get angry? You won't like me when I'm angry. And then he turned green. Why? Ann says, I am mad. Parker says, Eric, try. Ann says, you are deaf. Parker says, me too.
Then what?
He says, me too. I think about trying. I don't think about the deaf part.
I thought he's like, me too. I'm deaf too. It's like, what?
Parker says, you are deaf. Parker says, motherfucker. Ann says, fuck you. And this looks like my Facebook wall.
You see, you haven't unfriended you.
I've lost some people over this, although I don't know who. So, Parker says, you think I am your class? Fuck you, too. And says, and I quote, fuck you. What?
Sounds like an argument at band practice.
Well,
fuck you, man. No, fuck you. No, fuck you, man. You know?
Well, you keep on fucking playing too fast. You're screwing it up.
Yeah. Right.
Ann says, you think you are smart? Men are proud not to ask. Parker says, bitch.
Oh.
Ann says, this is why you make mistakes. Parker says, I am not smart. You are smart. I don't think anybody's smart here.
They're just barking at each other. Now they're hailing each other's compliments.
Pip, come again?
I don't think you should be throwing that around. I'm not smart. You're smart. It's like, no.
Them's fighting words.
It's like duck season, rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season, duck season, duck season. That's how the shit's turning out. Parker says, I am not smart. You are smart. Ann says, you are idiot. Me? Stupid. So I got scammed. So stupid. Not like you. Parker says, you are idiots.
I'm confused. Jesus Christ, that was quick.
We're all idiots for reading this shit.
I know.
Parker says, fool. Ann says, you are.
Oh, yeah.
Parker says, I put in all my money to help you, animal. Ann says, do not make me insult you.
I think the gate's been open on that one for about 20 minutes.
No, Joe, this is the warm-up.
Yeah.
We're just stretching before the real insults come.
Don't make me insult you. Oh, no, what's coming now?
Do not make me insult you. You are, not me. Parker says, you insulted me already. You guys got a point there.
All this argument needs is a set of swings.
Funny. Now, nobody gets to play with the toy.
Right.
I'm taking my scam and going home. And that
is that.
That's where we'll leave you. So, any feedback? Pip, go first.
I was talking to Lisa in the chat room.
Why listen to the show?
It's like schoolyard hijinks.
It is schoolyard hijinks. Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. School.
Back to you.
What if I finish my sentence? Yes. It started out, you know, I mean, you could see the complexity of this whole scam. And then it just gets ridiculous. I mean, you're supposed to be an official, and then you start...
No, he's a Marine.
Okay.
It's Mad Dog Parker Green.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the cabinet.
But it's like they're idiots.
I hope Trump hires Parker Green for the cabinet.
That would have been a choice.
Just starts calling people fucking assholes when there's when they're trying to figure out policy with other countries. You're an asshole. No, you're an asshole. Fuck you. I'm an idiot. You're an idiot.
Yeah, that got a little confused. They were a little complimentary for about a minute or so, and then it got nasty again.
I think they were confused.
Yeah, I think so. It's like going through a hurricane, and then you go through the eye, and it's all nice, and then you go back in again, and it's like all hell's breaking loose again.
Hurricane bullshit.
Yes.
All of a sudden, it's about your mother. All of a sudden,
it's like, always what? About you. It's always about your mother, Pip. You should know that.
I know.
What were the tallies?
Well, we actually had a very poor showing this evening.
2 weeks in a row, Helix. 2 weeks in a row.
I know, but we had a very short segment here. So
no.
We didn't get any chance to get to anything good.
No, that's not true. If you would have said "fuck you," you would have won a lot.
I'm sure she says that a lot.
Notice.
I do. No, I was actually thinking about that as a category, but I strayed away, and now I'm sorry because that would have been a killer. Well, anyway, we had two Mr. Davins, we had Zero, You Kill My Life, and we had zero fucking asshole. So actually the closest was Lisa with two Mr. Davins, zero You Killed My Life, and one fucking asshole.
Good
so
girl.
Lisa, you called it.
Good girl, Lisa. My my ear is still popping from when I flew to Atlantis. Like
really?
The airport.
God.
Yeah.
When I flew, where the hell did I go? I forgot where I was flying back from, but my ear, it was when I came back from Canada 10 years ago, and my ears were out for about a week.
This is more than a week, though. This is like 3-4 weeks. Mm. Not good.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Let's think for some people. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. russferdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead. Who's going next?
Pip.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Ciancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the most popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we have a show coming up?
When?
At Portobello.
No, working on that. Sorry, Jeff.
Okay.
Somebody should pay attention when the show's going on.
Yeah, somebody needs to talk to themselves after
I mutter to myself a lot these days. I will have a thorough tongue lashing at myself. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. We're all idiots.
Here. All right. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old-world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. You need a Santa Claus. I got one next to me. all your comedic needs, karaoke, murder mysteries. Give us a call at 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. SidesplittingProductions.com. Great for any office party or holiday event. Make sure you give us a call. Pip, anything for Mr. Helix?
No, sorry.
Don't apologize to me. I wasn't going.
Nothing for me. You know, I have no life.
Well, I mean, if Mr. Helix is gigging out, we certainly want to promote that.
Yeah.
It's not like he has a radio show or forum to do it in.
I just go, oh, the guy, wait a minute.
Because he does. Joe?
Very busy weekend with bands. On Friday at Mexicali over in Teaneck, Fragile Sky. I'm playing with my band Fragile Sky. We'll open up for Joe Lynn Turner, so that's going to be a great gig. Then the following night, I will be with Sexy Susan. We'll be going to be playing at Dingbats.
Joe's girl's listening.
We'll be playing with Sexy Susan. So over in...
you suck at this, by the way. Yeah.
It's tired.
It's not tired. Write it down, stupid.
It's over in... it's going to be Dingbats. It's over in Clifton.
It most certainly is.
Clifton, New Jersey. And that's going to be a great night. So it's two nights of rock. Come to both. And looking forward to seeing you. Go onto my Facebook page, and I will have all the information there.
This Saturday, November 26th, I'll be in Poughkeepsie, New York at Carmine's Comedy Club. For tickets, call 845-464-1572. 845-464-1572. Going to be a long day. I got a private in the afternoon in Jersey before that. Got three gigs in that day. Going to some Jews, entertain for an 80th birthday party. I'm sure that's going to be fantabulous.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we won't have a story next week about that.
Yeah, wait for the three-hour version of Chit Chat.
Well, if you don't show up, it might be.
Traffic should be better. Traffic better be better.
It can't be any worse.
Next week, leftover talk.
So, Pip, have you decided, will you be here next week? I mean, will you be here tomorrow?
You know what? I have to call you in the morning, if you don't mind, because I'm starting to wind down here and not feel so great.
Okay. Well, we wish all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Of course, if you're Canadian, you had it a month ago.
Yeah.
So, enjoy. So
you missed the boot.
No, we missed the boot.
We missed the boot.
We missed the boot. So they're still having leftovers. Okay. But yes, we are very thankful that all you guys tune in wherever you are.
Whether you're
listening live.
Reiterating.
What?
I'm reiterating.
Yes, but you didn't let me finish the sentence.
I didn't know you were going to stop.
I was going to stop.
All right.
This is why Sarah Palin needs to
I'm sharing exuberance with you, my friend. It's very late, had a long day, and my exuberance level is still high, where I'm sharing the exuberance level of thanking the fans for listening to the show.
Yeah.
There she is. There's Queen Reiterator.
Thank you, Pip.
You're welcome, but we always deserve, if there's anything that we need to be thankful for, it's our fans.
Yes.
Yes. And getting zucked was not what I thought it was. So I'm going to have to do a little bit more research for that person who put it in there if they want me to research. Or they could message me, and I will try to find out more, Pip, because that came up earlier. I got homework. Anyway, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. My video of my TV appearance on the security brief is on TV, if you want to see that episode, Good Catfish episode. Why do you look confused?
But it's on TV. We're on TV.
It aired last week
right around
the country. It's a nationally syndicated TV show.
I understand that, but you said it's on TV. Where?
It's on YouTube now.
All right, then say YouTube.
I was fucking trying.
No, you weren't. You stopped it. We're fighting. It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Put in Security Brief TV. Check it out. It's I'm on there for about 5-6 minutes as a scamming expert. Very interesting catfish episode. I'm going to try to get up my clip of just me on it at some point, but check that out. So thank you all for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way.